For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents along the northern Gulf Coast from New Orleans to the Florida Panhandle are under a tropical storm watch. Alberto, a subtropical storm, is turning north from just east of Cozumel, Mexico. Danielle Ellis is a reporter for WECP-TV in Panama City.
Daily conference calls between emergency operations, the National Weather Service, and the Hurricane Center will keep everyone alert if the storm develops. Governor Scott held a press conference letting the public know important information.
We've already moved some high water vehicles up to the panhandle from Fish and Wildlife. We're staying up with all the agencies to make sure everybody is prepared, to make sure that if we have this fair weather, that everybody's going to be taken care of.
The storm is expected to make landfall sometime on Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type is limited to certain times of the year and you should qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
A student was taken into custody after a shooting at an Indiana middle school that left a teacher and a student with gunshot wounds. Noblesville Police Chief Kevin Jewitt says the emergency procedures in place worked.
We work very closely with the Noblesville schools. We always have. We've got very, very carefully planned procedures. They immediately went into place. They were working when I got here, and they continued to work throughout the incident.
He says the student who opened fire asked to be excused, then returned with two handguns. Holiday weekend travel is more expensive this year than last for drivers. Most people feel there's nothing you can do about it. The highest Memorial weekend gas prices in 4 years.
The difference in a tank of gas for me is like $5 or $6, so it's not really a deal breaker at the moment.
I could afford it, yeah, but I don't like it.
The average national gas price this week was $2.93 per gallon, 50 cents higher than a year ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Facebook is imposing new rules on certain types of ads. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Facebook announcing all election-related and issue ads in the U.S. on both Facebook and Instagram must now be clearly labeled as such, including disclosures appearing at the top of the ads to reveal who paid for them. Ads coming from specific candidates have already included the disclosure labels since October. Facebook had said it was going to require that of issue ads from outside parties as well. Advertisers need to verify with Facebook via mail that they reside in the U.S. before they're permitted to run political ads targeted at Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling the international probe into the downing of the Malaysian airliner MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 deeply flawed. John Clemens reports.
Investigators have concluded that Russia's military supplied the missile that brought down Malaysian airliner MH17 that claimed the lives of all 298 people aboard. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is one of the international investigators.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.